You're listening to the show about a sack of flour, a fox, a goose, a scorpion, and a fairy queen. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Okay, well, Will is going to look for a back entrance. Like, he doesn't even want to go out the front. He wants to go out in a weird way. Like, yeah.
If you go up the chimney.
I go up the chimney.
Sorry,
putting a finger on the side of your nose.
Who's doing the recap?
I am.
Oh, good, because my notes, I didn't take any.
My notes, I didn't take any.
Me neither. All right. So, yeah, there's a back door. It leads out into an alley that connects back out to the main street.
All right, cool. Is there anyone around? Is this still like a ghost town?
You go back out on the main street. There's a couple people here and there, but not really. It's much quieter than you would expect.
Before I go out, could I change myself into Valencio Beigeman? I don't want to look like Will Pompeian.
Sure, just draped in muslin.
Yes, and what were the sandals you said?
Birkenstocks and socks.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
With multicolored beads.
Maybe I have like earrings, like literally, like
you have puka shells.
No, just like it's color. It's a pop of color. Mm. So like I'm Valencio Beigeman from Beige Town, but the thing is, like, I still
you're gonna have
understand
to draw this.
What the customs are around here. People wear color.
Because I can't picture clothes.
Cool.
I picture everyone nude.
All right. Nice.
It's
okay.
True.
Can I cast spells as a mouse?
No.
Probably not.
No. Technically, I'm bending the rules to allow you to even communicate via message.
I am like 100% mouse.
Yeah.
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 Okay. And just a reminder, you think you can change back, but you can't.
But yeah, so keep that in mind.
Unless I
and let us know when Bathwack might try to change. No.
Yes, that will be interesting.
And and your gear does meld into your new form.
Yes, and that you have everything.
Right.
Per the spell.
So when I change back, I'll have all of my stuff.
Yeah. You can like bust out there, swords flying, cutting everyone's head off. It's perfect, Bathwack. I say that as we walk through the streets. Like, this is going to be badass. You get to jump out whenever you want. But Bathwack, I'm asking you to just have patience. Patience. Just be patient. Don't try to escape my pocket, you annoying little mouse. Like, stay in there. Wait. We should have a signal. What's the signal word? Would you like me to have a signal word? Is it Renaissance? Is it Pompeian? You fuck.
Can I bite Will?
Yes.
Yes, of course you can.
I jumped in the like,
just a little bite.
He definitely like can't help himself and does this one if somebody's watching. And it's like I ran into a spider web. And then I just keep going. All right, but seriously.
I'm not trying to hurt him, just to be clear.
Should we have a... Yeah, you... Oh, yeah, those teeth are really fucking dull, Bathwack. Didn't hurt at all. All right, but he asked, like, but for real, we should have a word or a code or something. Because, like, I might act. You're going to hear some things, Bathwack. You're going to hear some lies. You might hear some half-truths. You can't just go biting me, and you can't just jump out of my pocket, okay?
When you say, like, oh, fuck, that's when I'll transform back.
No. I probably will say that naturally.
Right. Without thinking.
It's got to be something weird. What's something weird?
What won't Will say? I'm sorry.
When you're... when you apologize to me. Perfect.
To you for what?
No. Just, yeah.
No, I really like,
I like the DM suggestion.
Or when Will says, I was
no,
wrong.
No, I think it's when... Yeah.
Oh my god.
It might work better if it's like whenever you say hell no or
I will say that
that's
definitely.
Bullshit.
We should all relax right now when Will says that.
We should just all let's all relax. That might be good actually. But I might say that by accident. It's gonna be slow.
No, right.
How about
let's all relax
when you say I like dirt.
I love dirt. I love like dirt. I love dirt. I love dirt. That's pretty good.
I'm going to transform back now. No,
so it's going to be I love dirt?
No, I don't know. I
okay.
I really
choose.
Shoot.
I have a voice from the sky.
Abby wants to be back on that ferry.
I don't want to be doing a crossword on the couch. Will,
if you say the word sorry, I'm there. Boom.
You think I won't say that to pretend to somebody else? That is a word that I use all the time. When I'm talking to somebody important, you'll hear the difference, Bathwack. All right, I'm sorry. You're my friend. All right, No, don't change back. We're not even in the store yet. Okay, what could it be? It's got to be something stupid like Pineapple Wars or something. You know what I mean? Like, it's got to be a weird thing. I'm not going to say cantaloupe in the middle of the library.
Like twig tea.
Twig tea. Oh, yeah, twig tea. I'm never going to be offered twig tea. They won't offer it. That's a distinctly Rafina item, and I will never offer it because
I've
who
got
else?
A splinter.
What? You
could say, I've got a splinter, says a voice from the side.
Pour some twig tea on it.
No, let's get some twig tea. Twig tea is a good one.
Yeah, twig tea.
I need Master Splinter, and then I'll transform.
I like twig tea. Yeah. I'll work twig tea. All right, twig tea is the code word. Twig tea. End this now, or I need to, something.
Help.
Help, yeah, help. Twig tea is help. Will needs help. All right.
All right. So you're going to seek out the Library of Trent?
Yes.
Okay. You were told via message generally where it was.
Oh, okay.
If you recall. You may not.
But
you Will would remember.
I'll have to look up in my notes. Yeah, okay. I don't know.
Will would remember. It's just down the road towards the bay from the town square.
Okay.
Incidentally, in the direction where Roscoe and Rafina went. You head down the road through the empty streets, generally empty streets, and you quickly find yourself that the building is well marked, so it's easy to find.
Nice. It's a giant book, right?
Yeah, exactly. It is not, unfortunately. Okay. I was tempted to have it be so, but it is not. in front of the Captain Malvolio Paisley Public Library.
Captain Malvolio Paisley? Captain, okay, what the fuck? Does it look like a regular, like, what does it look like?
A building.
What's in this town? Like, is it a grand building or is it like a wooden building? Is it like our public library?
Yeah, it's an old building.
It's a pretty
plain wooden building, similar to a lot of the other buildings around.
Okay.
It's not a residential building, you can tell. There's some big windows. It's not squalid. But it's not marble, if that's clear.
Okay.
Somewhere between squalid and marble.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are the two streets. Those are the streets that intersect right where it is.
Oh, my God. All right. That's amazing.
Squalid Street and Marble Ave.
Amazing. Well, I mean, I go up and as I go up, I'm already like... trying to put on a show of like, not a show, but like kind of looking around, like I'm trying to make sure nobody's following me, that kind of thing.
Okay. Give me a perception roll.
Oh, it's a performance, but I will also, I will also perceive. Sure. I'm
so
not afraid to look. Yeah, sure. I'll actually look around and I'm not afraid to hide it. Nine. Right,
that's a nine, just like Bathwack got on his insight, but you have a luck stone, so it's a 10.
10, yeah.
You don't think anybody's following you. There's not many people around. You don't see anybody skulking in the shadows.
Okay.
Everything seems normal.
Okay.
You gonna go in?
Is there only one entrance, like the front entrance? It doesn't look like there's another entrance.
That seems
because
like
if
it,
there
yeah.
is another entrance, I want to find another entrance. Like, does it
so
look
you
like there's
try
an
to go
employee
around the back?
Entrance or something? Yes.
All right, you're going to head around the back of the building. So you circle around the back, and you do not find an obvious entrance other than the front doors.
Okay, so I'll go in the front.
You complain about fire safety, and then you go in the front.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
All right, so you go through the front doors.
Were you not expecting this to happen so quickly?
Oh, no, it's fine.
Go through the front doors?
But
what?
We are going to... find ourselves back on the ferry cutting across the whatever the fuck this river is. I didn't name this river, but it heads into the Duquesne Bay. I was given.
Actually.
Yeah.
You named it the Natrain.
Yes.
Natrain. That's right. Yep.
I don't remember that at all.
It's because you just said it.
Yeah, I wrote it
you
down.
You just said it.
Wow, that's a good name.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, me.
It's like Natron, yeah.
The Latrine River.
N-A-T-R-I-N-E.
Nice.
That's how I have it spelled, yeah.
Probably my brain was like, oh, it's probably brackish. Okay. So, yeah, you guys are headed back across the river, I believe, to deliver the wagon and also to prepare for the incoming funeral procession. So, are you still, Rafina, in charge of the ferry at this point? Do you try to let Gary take the lead? Or
I am, unless Gary wants to take over. Is Gary trying to show off for his wife?
He doesn't seem to be wanting to take over, no. He seemed very overwhelmed and is happy for you to take the reins, so to speak. Bathwack. I mean, Roscoe.
Rafina is happy to feel the wind in her face from the ferrying. That it is a familiar and freeing feeling.
Yeah.
She's enjoying it.
Yeah, if Will or Bathwack were to see Rafina in this state, and Roscoe, you've known her not as long as they have, but still, like, she is in her element.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Gurney the Gangplanks!
How's Lacrimose doing?
He seems all right.
Does he get seasick?
Whatever they are. No, they don't seem to be bothered by the ferrying. They seem content.
That's good.
Yeah, it is good.
Roscoe's napping the whole way across.
Oh, right. I forgot it was nap time for Roscoe.
Right. Some of us just did a 1 minute breath and were refreshed, but Roscoe's out like a light.
And Gary's watching you, Rafina. He's trying to take notes as much as he can mentally. And he's like, How did you learn this? I thought this would be easy, but it is not easy. I mean, full disclosure, now that I know you're not an inspector trying to make sure I'm up on all the safety protocol and whatnot. I do not know what I am doing. I have never done this before, and I thought I could pick it up easily, and I could not.
Rafina just nods sagely.
He nods with you.
It will all come in time, Padawan. No, she doesn't say Padawan. But it will come in time.
Okay.
Yes. One of the poles gets to do a little swizzle swirl in the air, and they flip-flop sides. I could do that. Shroom! And then I run to the other side, and shroom!
Wow.
So it's sort of like a juggly.
Swapsie.
I'm just showing off. Rafina's totally like... Uh-huh. In the element and happy to.
I love it.
To crow.
Or do you think you'll be able to help me, like, when the big, like, when the captain comes with his, I guess, dead ferret and the funeral procession, like, get back across? Or can you give me some tips?
Well, sure. I mean, we're just looking to get this wagon restored to its rightful spot. At the Millings something store. What is it called? Millings.
Yeah, that's about as much as I know.
Yes, at Millings.
Sure.
And we have two friends that disappeared, but we're pretty sure we'll see them eventually. So
I've
got nothing but time.
Well,
let's do it.
I could take the wagon with Sheenie. Roscoe's awake!
Good morning, Roscoe.
Oh, sorry. I was having a dream where I was making a plan.
Well, it's about time, Roscoe.
What's happening? Are we almost there to the other side of the river?
Yeah, we're pretty close.
Cool.
Oh, this guy was asking Rafina if maybe she could help him with the ferry in a little bit longer. I guess there's the funeral people that are coming around, and they're going to come back across the ferry here over to the ship. And he feels like he needs some help.
Oh, sure. Well, I could take the wagon with Shimi.
Yeah. I could go with you.
Mo, you and Ravina could stick around on the ferry and help out here.
Okay, I'm good on the water.
Okay, so wait, I'm staying on the ferry.
Yeah, this guy needs all the help he can get.
I really do.
Happy to do it. You'll get it. Don't worry, Gary.
Okay, good, because this is a good job. It's nothing like what we had in Shunzer. Oof.
Well, I'm glad.
This brings in the moolah.
And the shekels.
And this is an important thing, because the captain's the one who hired me.
The one whose ferret passed away?
Yeah. He's like a big deal in this town.
What is his name?
His name is, it's Captain Paisley.
Captain Paisley?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll remember that. Do you know anything about this ferret?
It died.
Well, that I also knew. But do you know anything more about why it died or why it's such a big deal that it died?
I heard it. I think it was like an accident or something. It fell off of the ship.
It seems mysterious to me.
He cares about the ferret. I think he's a little cuckoo, cuckoo, maybe. Oh. I don't know. But I guess
he
also...
The whole town seems to be... line with that.
I think he like does a lot for this town. He's kind of like the de facto like head honcho guy and has a bunch of money and pumps it into the town. This is just what I've picked up in the small amount of time I've been here.
Any idea where he got his money?
I run in the cruise ship? I don't know. That's my best guess.
Hmm. Just curious. Seems more like inherited wealth.
Sure, sure. Old money. I know what you mean. Fuck the rich, right?
Amen.
Or is it eat the rich? I never remember. Fuck, then eat the rich.
Ew!
Sorry, Roscoe.
Hey. Fuck, eat Gary.
Well, Gary's not
rich. Is that like
rich.
Fuck, marry, kill? Fuck, Gary, kill?
Yeah. That's all the energy I had to make the joke. So glad you got it.
Adam, you have a comedy show tomorrow.
I do need to step it up a little.
Oh my gosh.
But it's already written.
Oh,
I just
that's
need
true.
To say it.
You just need to
Why don't
say
you
it?
Use those jokes tonight?
What?
Okay, let me think of one.
Would one fit in this instance? It probably would.
Look, Gary, I just want you to know that to preserve the integrity of our group dynamic, we agreed long ago never to fuck each other.
Oh.
No, we didn't.
It's true, Rafina. Says a voice from the sky.
Uh-huh. It says KT.
That's hey, Roscoe, true, you might be thinking of a different group.
What?
I don't remember that. I'll have to check my notes.
Yeah, check your notes for the... yeah. No, okay.
Yeah, I don't think that's true, Roscoe.
All right. Well,
oh, I'm not the only one confused. Hooray.
That's the last time I try to use one of my sketch comedy jokes in Pork Fried Dice.
Good.
Didn't work. Didn't fit.
Whose idea was that? yeah, so you guys are now at the other side. All right, so like Roscoe and I, we're going to go and deliver this wagon, and then should we come back here, or what should we do?
Well, it's going to be a while, it sounds like.
Are we double-splitting party?
Yeah, this is wild. It's wild, Mo.
I hope Will and Batwack still together, or else it quadruple split.
Now, this is a genuine question. I'm not trying to, like, be metagamey, but I feel like... I do think that at some point early in our arrival, after our arrival at the town, we did kind of have a plan to go to the
library to gain to gather information about what's happening in the town.
There was some conversation about libraries.
Yeah. So Roscoe might would ask Gary, like, all right, thanks for the ferry ride across. You wouldn't happen to know where the library is in this town, would you?
Yes, actually. I saw it the other day. It's back on the other side of town, kind of close to the town square. Did you guys come through there?
Oh, yeah, we did. I didn't see no library. I was expecting to see, like, a big bookshelf building.
No, it's just shaped like a normal building, but it says library on it.
Why wouldn't it be shaped like a big book, though? Don't you think that would be more direct?
That's a great idea, Roscoe. Are you like an entrepreneur?
A what?
An entrepreneur.
Spell it.
D-U-S-Q-U-E-N-E.
I don't know what I am. Honestly, a big part of the last like week of my life has been realizing that I might be an entrepreneur without even knowing it.
That's the Six Rivers dream.
You don't think that you might be a poet and you don't even know it?
Rafina.
Yeah?
Don't quit your day job.
What is your day job?
Oops. It used to be ferrying, but I quit it.
Oh, that makes sense.
All right. Well, okay. So yeah, Shami and I are gonna go return this wagon, and then yeah, we'll come. We'll okay. Oh, Shami, what do you say to this?
What?
We can beat up a couple of these processional people, take their funeral outfits, and pretend to be part of the processional, so that we can be ferried across the river again.
No,
Rafina, you didn't hear that.
I didn't.
You could have.
You
definitely should have. For sure.
I draw the line at beating up funeral participants.
That's where Rafina or Abby draws the line. We're not sure. I mean, it didn't look like they had like a uniform per se. Also, I think we probably have some goodwill built up with the person running the ferry, which might actually still be Rafina by the time we get back. I mean, that guy was kind of just spinning around in circles out there in the middle of the river. So if it's not Rafina, I don't even know.
Shami, I don't know if you noticed, but I sighed and rolled my eyes.
You mean like back there when you were talking to Gary? Yeah, I noticed. And you said it out loud.
Yeah.
You would never do that when you're talking to me.
No, I guess not. I was just trying to look for an excuse for us to beat some people up, okay?
Oh. Is that like a... I know you mentioned before, like, you were long estranged from your lover. Is that, like, a thing, like, for you? Like, in your nether regions, like, beating people up?
Yeah, now that you mention that, I've been thinking more about Tanya. I've got all this energy that I don't know where to put it.
Yeah.
And so maybe if I don't have anyone to fuck, maybe the next best thing is having someone to fuck up.
I don't like hearing that. I want to remind you, I am at most 14 years old. I may be younger. I don't know if it's canonically established yet. So that makes me a bit uncomfortable.
But what do you really say, Shami?
Yeah, because that's bullshit. Has Roscoe really pushed?
Roscoe, don't. No, you don't need to beat anybody up. You know what gets me going? Solving puzzles. You got to find your role. That's my role. I've got a title. What's your title?
My title?
Yeah. How do you think of yourself? How do others think of you? Is it the same? Is it different? You got to find an identity.
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 Identity. identity.
Identity. Sorry, my Morozilian accent is acting up.
Identity.
Identity.
That sounds a lot harder than just beating somebody up at a funeral.
I know, but the hard path is often the right one. That's what I learned. That's why I left my family and rode a couple of lizards down to join up with a man with a mustache and a turtle dragonborn and a short lady who we don't know how old she is to go on an adventure where I could accomplish something, I would think.
Yeah. I would think too. Yeah.
Uh huh. So what's your title?
Rafina comes over and pulls out of her terrarium a teeny tiny paint by number kit and hands it to Roscoe. This will help with your energy. Do all the black first.
What kind of mustard is this?
Don't eat it.
He's sniffing the different paints. He's like, I've never seen any mustard like this before.
What the hell?
What the fuck is wrong with Roscoe?
We don't know.
He's sick, guys. Roscoe's ill.
Well, that's why I want you to come up with your title. And it's a bit of an allegory. Like, what is your role? What are you here
in,
to
like,
do?
In this group?
Sure. That's a good place to start, anyway.
I guess I was, I just thought I was, like, just a weird old coot.
Hmm. That's not a title.
Could be.
It's not snappy enough.
I'll think about that, Jamie.
Or you do that. We could talk about it.
Yeah, nah. You can stay here with Rafina.
No, I'm coming with you. We're going to talk about it. Because I know you have zero respect for me. You'd rather I didn't either be in this group and or exist. So we're going to work on that.
Oh.
Am I wrong? I'm not wrong. I may be 14 or younger, but I'm a bit perceptive. I can help master the puzzle that is Roscoe LeFleur.
Okay, yeah, I've been feeling more like a puzzle lately.
That's right.
You can help me solve myself.
That's right.
What's Roscoe's title?
We gotta keep splitting this party up. We're gonna really drill down to some base sort of core
units.
Yeah. Subatomic particles, if you will.
Identities.
Wow.
Identities.
Identities.
Identities. Identities.
Identities. Nuts.
Yes.
Oh, Eric's so happy.
Eric's choking.
I am choking.
Oh, my.
I felt about that the way Abby felt about rhyming with Gary and Fairy.
All right. So Roscoe and Shimi go off with the wagon to try to find Milling, Paul Milling, to return his wagon at Milling's Goods and Sundries. Rafina and Mo are going to stay here with Gary and his family in whatever it means when they're waiting, in anticipation, in preparation, in whatever, something Asian, for the funeral procession coming back through. And Bathwack and Will, specifically Will, since Bathwack's a mouse, have just opened the grand doors. Somewhat grand. Again, somewhere between something and marble.
That's Conan sleepwalking again.
Oh, no.
take a microphone.
Take it.
Take a microphone and ask him. Ask him to say something canon for the podcast.
So, Will, you've just opened the doors to the Captain Malvolio Paisley Public Library.
Okay.
You find yourself in a relatively large circular room. Light is streaming in through a series of large windows. Again, it's a very sunny day outside. The walls of the round room are lined with bookshelves from floor to ceiling, tall enough that there are ladders that are rolling around, not rolling actively, but can be rolled around to reach the higher shelves. Mm-hmm. In the center of the room stands a circulation desk. There's some reading, like, tables and chairs, you know, regularly placed around as well. But it's basically just one big, open, round room. And give me a perception check.
Okay. It's just somebody standing there. Do I see
that? Right in front of you.
I'm trying to look out of his pocket.
Sure. You can give me a perception check as well with bad disadvantage. Perception. So with a luck stone, you got a 10. And
no, I bet
mouse.
It was a 5. I bet that's like an earlier roll. It doesn't have a
no,
time
it's
stamp
not because the timestamp is now.
Oh,
oh wait,
okay.
No,
10:36. Mouse thwack got a 7.
Mouse thwack.
Mouse thwack.
The first one is when you were trying to see if anybody was following you.
So it's, I got a 6
a
and he
six
got a 7.
And mouse thwack actually got better, yeah.
Just say rat thwack.
Because he's not a rat.
Or bat
They're
rat.
Different species.
I don't care.
All right. So, yeah, the room appears to be empty.
Oh, fuck. I wanted to do something before I came here. Oh, fuck.
What did you do before you opened the door?
Yeah, like maybe when I went back before. I had planned on this. I just forgot to fucking
it's
say
fine.
It.
It happens. You got interrupted by a whole other story. Yes,
no,
I'm nice.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you. So what I would like to do before I go in, like, so when I go back and I see that there's no, like, other exit, I would like to cast Unseen Servant.
Okay.
Yeah, so I cast that.
Okay.
And I want it to...
What does it do?
It's a spell... Well, actually, Roscoe cast it as well, like... Not too long ago. It's like a invisible, shapeless servant that can do
like
simple tasks and things like that.
Oh.
It's an invisible, mindless, shapeless force that performs simple tasks at your command until the spell ends.
Nice.
Yeah. So, and when I cast it, I, like, I know that it's, like, unseen and everything, but, like, mm-hmm. Will has never cast this before, so he's, like, but I feel like he's probably, when he's been in his tent, practiced it or something like that, you know, like, just trying to figure out what the hell this spell is that he can do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, when he casts it, he's kind of, like, forgetting that Bathwick's there for a second. And it smells like the clay... That makes me, you know, I don't even, have I even said this on the podcast?
Just
before?
Say it. It's not a huge secret.
Yeah, the
just
clay.
Just explain it.
The
if they hear it
Tivoli.
As players.
Yeah, it smells like the clay in the river.
So Tivoli, the city, is known for brick making.
Yeah, I made
that's
that
That's how
up.
It got its whole, that's how it started, basically, as a brick. That was what its industry was to start.
It was
brick making from the... From the Bufflin River that runs through Tivoli.
Eric is saying the things are, I've come up with.
There are rich clay deposits that have been used to make bricks. And there's a saying even. What's the saying?
What is the saying? Bufflin was built on the... Tivoli built Bufflin. Tivoli built... What is it? Something
it's, like it's that. It's the... Bufflin was built from the bricks of Tivoli.
Yeah,
this, I think
yeah,
was
that's
the
right.
saying.
Yeah,
the city of Bufflin.
Yeah. So there you go.
So there you go. KT's
world
a huge
building,
nerd,
even though I'm not the dungeon master.
That's cool.
So
wait, what smells like? So it smells
Are you just smelling it? Yeah, I mean, like the mouse might smell it, mm-hmm. but it's like I'm like he's the kind mouse of crouching down and like kind of, you know, moving his hands around, and then there's that smell of like clay from a river. You wouldn't necessarily recognize it as bricks, but that's what it smells like. So there we go.
And then it dissipates. And then it's just for a moment.
Yep. And then I just tell it to come with me.
Okay.
Like stay nearby.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
So you and the mouse and the unseen servant enter the library, which appears to be empty.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Continue.
Such a nice DM. Oh, and it appears to be empty. So is there any obvious, are there any obvious like hiding places?
I mean, like there's I said, there's tables scattered around. There's not like stacks of books in the middle. It seems like all it's all around the outside of the room.
Walls are so like it is a one big room.
Yes.
Okay. And are there any librarians or anything around?
No.
That's right. There are not.
Oh, that's so sad.
Sorry, Abby. You're not there. If I ever have a librarian, I'll have you play them, Abby.
You better.
Maybe they'll show up.
I better get ready.
Mm-hmm. Write a recap and get a librarian character rolled up.
It's ready.
She's been waiting That's for this so since ominous. She's 15.
It's ready. It's like a tagline on a horror movie poster. It's yeah, ready. Exactly. The librarian. That should be a horror movie. That's a great Biblio idea, horror. Actually.
I bet there probably is one that's called The Librarian.
There isn't.
There is one called The Librarian, but it's not a horror movie.
Oh. It's a porn.
Alex Biblio started
horror
it.
Horror is my favorite.
Alex what?
Alex started it.
Started it?
That's why we can't talk about him on this podcast.
I know. That's his job, guys. I'm sorry. He's the star of the porno librarian movie. That's how he made his fortune.
So many chalkboards.
So many chalkboards.
What the hell? That's too loud, isn't it? Chalkboards, they screech. It's too loud.
Oh, when you scrape things on the chalkboard.
That was a failed movie tagline. When you scrape things on the chalkboard.
All right. On a chalkboard, everyone can hear you scrape.
Yes.
Ooh.
So there is like literally not a soul in this room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I make myself like look like I'm not trying to hide my emotions. I'm making myself kind of look like I'm just like looking around. Mm-hmm. And then I go back through the door, but I tell the unseen servant to come tap me on the leg if it notices anything move in the room when I leave.
Okay. As you leave, in your head, you hear, wait. And it sounds like the same person that was talking to you before.
Okay. I pull my head back through the door and look around.
And up from behind one of the reading tables stands a figure. Now that they've revealed themselves, you can see them. It is a dwarf with, let me look at my description here. I did this work ahead of time. Looks like an older dwarf. He has reddish mixed with gray hair and a long beard. He's wearing a sort of a pastel green tunic.
Hmm.
Mouse Batwack, you see this figure as well. The clothing reminds you of Trofast, but the Trofast you know is not a dwarf. The Trofast you know is a half-elf. They were an older... They look to be about the same age as Trofast was, but not a dwarf. Similar hair and things like that, but half-elf as opposed to dwarf. Please, come in. Oh, and they say that out loud.
I'll come in and close the door.
We're alone.
Okay. And he told me his name, right? Trofast.
Mm-hmm.
Trofast.
Thank you for meeting me.
What?
Where is our king?
I told him the word, but he didn't want to come here. In case there are enemies everywhere.
There certainly are. I understand.
So
that is what our function is, perhaps, isn't it? To help to reduce the risk to those we serve.
Correct. I send a message to Bathwick and I'm like, do you recognize this guy? Is this the guy?
The clothes look similar, but no.
Like the, I will say like the, like generally like the hair color, the features are reminiscent of, sorry, I wasn't clear enough about this. They're reminiscent of Trofast, but Trofast was not a dwarf. Trofast was a half elf.
Okay. I would say this to Will.
Is this one of those things that's just going to happen now? Like, they think you're a half-orc. maybe you're all different. Okay. So, how did you come across Altidae? Like, how are you with each other?
I've been serving with her. What do you mean?
Okay.
Where did our king go?
What do you mean, where did he go? Okay, so all right. I can't tell you all of his secrets. You're not privy to all of that information. But the thing is,
did he meet you on the road? Like, what? We've never met, obviously.
Did he meet me on the road?
He's been gone for 2-3 weeks. Like, where has he been?
Why is Altidae here?
She's not.
Oh, I thought you said that she was. What? I thought she said she was here.
No, she's not here. I'm here. I'm looking for him. For her.
Oh, she sent you here.
Well, not here specifically, but to find her husband, yes.
Oh, fuck. This is so complicated, says Will to Bathwack. Like, okay, you're not even the same race. We're like, your wife seems fine. Is this even your wife? I mean, this is a different situation. No, he says it in the message.
Requires you to speak.
Okay, but you haven't always like had that happen. Okay, fine.
You're just like lightly, you're kind of mutter, like murmuring and moving your mouth a little bit, like Chang in Community.
I would say, do you think I would be here completely alone? There are networks of people that are protecting our king right now.
Good.
From the threats. Well, but so the fact that you're trying to ask about him, like, I need more information.
I'm loyal to him and his family.
Okay. Well,
you should know that if you're with him.
Yeah.
He would know that.
I know who you are, but it doesn't matter. Like, I know who you at least claim to be. And so what? You know a code word. I think I need some more information. Like, what do you want from us? Like, why are you bothering us?
He needs to come back.
Oh, yeah? Why?
There's a coup.
Bathwack, there's a coup. Do you care? Is this even your world? Hey, tell me what to do. I'm talking. Well, I guess I wouldn't say Bathwack. If I think he can hear me, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say Bathwack's name.
It's all good.
But yeah, I'd be like, there's
a kid. Keep him talking.
So who is doing a coup right now?
Do you know?
Does he know? I know some information, but this is the thing. Like, if Altidae is just sending you hither and yon for random information while we have more information.
No, she's sending me to find her husband, the king.
Yes, I know.
He disappeared.
Disappeared?
Yes.
He has been planning everything. Don't even worry.
I am worried.
Okay. Well, what do you want? You just want to, him to come home? Like...
He needs to come and help her and their daughter.
Okay, what is happening? So there's like a coup happening.
Yes,
so,
it they seems in to be.
Like, yeah, you seems to be. So like in 1 minute you say there's a coup, but also Altide sent you.
Yes.
What? Are they safe? Are they alive?
Well, they're holed up right now. We have them safe in Gully's End. Hopefully, but I don't know for how long. There's thugs going around, rounding up all those loyal to Bathwack, to our king. And I'm sure they would be a prime target for them. You know, of course we have resources, so we can keep them hidden away, at least for the time being. But without Bathwack there, it's all falling to ruins. Someone is striving for that throne. We need him. His family needs him. Now.
I'm mentally, this is not, I said out loud, telling the unseen servant to like go pull some books out of the shelf near the guy so he looks and is distracted for a second so that I can talk to Bathwack without the guy knowing. And I say.
That's fine.
Like.
I'm going to jump out of Will's pocket.
I'm going to try to catch him. Dexterity roll. Versus athletics, acrobatics. He's a mouse. What is it? What
just
do we do?
Just a contested acrobatics check.
Acrobatics?
Both of you make acrobatics checks. That is a dex check.
Okay.
And what am I doing?
Acrobatics. Both of you are doing acrobatics.
Acrobatics.
This is good too, though. I know he's done all kinds.
Your
of
You shouldn't oh, have been it. With. It, we'll take the first one, but Will is still better. So it was a 14 from Bathwack versus a 20 from Will. So, yeah, he does hop out of his pocket, but you were able
and
to catch
him. And then I snag. I picture it like I'm picturing this as a Pixar movie mm-hmm. right now because there's a little ghost knocking books out of the shelf and this dwarf like turns like, huh? And then the mouse, instead of me being able to send a message to Bathwack, like asking him what his opinion is, Bathwack fucking leaps out and Will does this like grasp, mm-hmm. grasp, finally grabs him by the tail. And then like is trying to look normal, but he's like holding a mouse. And he's like... Mm-hmm. Because like he hopped out of my pocket, but my clothes don't even have a pocket in that area, so it's definitely like mm-hmm. the illusion would have been broken if he was looking. Mm-hmm. And then I say,
"There's
that.
No muslin pockets."
Yeah, well, no, not in the outfit that I was picturing.
You're
I said
have to
my
draw
breast.
It.
I said my breast pocket. I was picturing my suit.
I know.
And then I turned into muslin beigeman. Mm-hmm.
Muslin Beijman.
I'm glad this guy has
that's a
now.
Better name. That's a better name!
Muslin Beijman.
Muslin Beijman.
Well, I haven't actually said
that's
my name
true.
Yet, so I can still be Muslin Beijman.
I always thought it was Muslin, but that's in my head.
Really?
That's Muslin.
Well, I mean, apparently that's just in my head.
That's the grain.
I don't know. Did you look it up? Please did look it up.
It's Muslin. Look up it's gotta
sure?
be Muslin.
I don't know.
You must be right if you have any sort of certainty.
It's only
like, I always
because,
heard in my head that
no,
way.
I only read it. It's like from like costume design stuff, but I don't know yeah. if I ever heard the professor say that. Like I'm not actually
Muslin.
Muslin. Okay.
It is Muslin.
Phew. I've been, all right. But I like
Muslin.
All right. Muslin. My name is Muslin Beijman. I really like
Spanakopita.
All right, it's Muslin Valencio Beijman. That's I gotta have the Valencio in there.
Thank you, I appreciate that. That is a great consideration to me.
I just genuinely.
So Bathwack's mm-hmm. trying to get away. He's not going to try to transform right okay. now because he doesn't want to hurt Will.
Right.
I mean, if Will's like holding on to him,
mm-hmm.
I don't really know what would happen.
Got it.
Well, I tried to communicate with him like in that last moment, like, you know, you broke the illusion for a second, like that kind of thing. Like, and then Bathwack can reply because I sent that message.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have something that you want to say, you tried to jump out.
Put me down. We need to show him I'm here.
Is he still distracted?
You have time before he's not distracted.
Okay.
You can decide in that moment what you want to do.
I would say
you could say what you want, but I need to know what you're doing with Mouse Thwack.
Oh, I'm not putting him down. I'm still holding on to him.
Are you holding him? Are you putting him back in the pocket? What are you doing with the mouse?
I'll just put my hand behind my back. Like, put my hands, because I don't think I have enough time to reach into my fake clothes.
That's totally fine. I just need to know physically what you're doing, because you won the dexterity or the acrobatics check or whatever.
Okay.
But I'm now, grappling
him with my hand. So you're holding a squirmy mouse.
Yes, behind you. And what
you're
are you
holding
saying?
On just fine. Yeah.
And you can respond one more time before he turns
respond
back.
Respond by what? What?
You him? Said you wanted to respond to Bathwack. He said, put me down. He needs to see that I'm here.
Are you sure this is really him, even though it's not the same guy?
I mean, what's he going to do to us? He's looking for us. He needs us to go back. It's probably, what's her name? Shoot.
Your wife?
The witch.
No, the bad lady. Now I can't remember.
Juliet.
Yeah, Juliet Rusher.
Juliet, yeah. Yeah, he's talking about Juliet. He must be talking about Juliet.
Are we sure that this guy, like, isn't Juliet somehow?
Oh. I hadn't thought about that. He squirms a little bit less.
He squirms a little bit less. Okay. That's why, like, is there something?
Is there someone here? Someone listening to us?
No, nobody is listening to you. Don't worry. I'm communicating with my allies that are all around town.
The kink?
The kink? No.
The king? Kink.
No, the kinks.
The kinks? Yeah, I hired them. Ooh. They're going to play at the florist shop later.
He's impressed. Are any of the kinks alive?
I don't know.
Probably.
That's they're not that. I don't know.
I mean,
how
some
old
of them are, I'm sure, are dead.
Probably. What did he say? Shoot. What did he say? The king.
Listening.
The king.
Is the king? You're communicating with your allies. The king?
No, not directly. We need not him. Right now. I am not going to put anybody who might be faking who they are in anywhere near the king.
Before you finish, she's nodding. You are a good valet.
Yeah. I've been to valet school, okay?
As have I.
Well, clearly you didn't graduate with honors, I say as I grab my lapel and then realize it's not a lapel, it's muslin, and I put my hand down.
Wait, don't you have to roll deception, though?
Yeah, I guess. Those are all real things. Oh, shit.
From the sky.
I've been lying since
roll
the
deception.
Beginning.
Well, that's wants the first thing where lose. I feel like it was a direct, it was like a very overt lie.
Mm-hmm. I've been to ballet school. Uh-oh. But he roll. I don't see it. I don't see it, you guys. Do you?
You've been.
I heard it.
I don't. Are you who you say you were?
Oh no. Rafina broke the spell.
What?
Where is the king?
Okay, don't take that tone with me.
Oh, I will.
Oh, are you one of those people that's like, I've been to Harvard ballet school? Well, guess what?
What?
I graduated from an accredited college.
I
valet college. You know what? I didn't realize that Altaday was hiring elitist jerks nowadays.
I wasn't hired by Altaday. I was hired by King Bathwack.
Well, obviously not, since you haven't been traveling with him and he left you behind to talk to his wife, I guess.
I was hired by him for her, as you would know.
I do this, so I'm not moving my lips. Send this message to Bathwack.
Tim Allen from Home Improvement.
Give me something.
But I mean, like, he's not lying, except I'm not a king. I hired him, but I'm not a king.
You did, huh?
Yeah, but he didn't leave with us.
Now, what's your deal? I look at him like accusingly. Like,
I'm protecting who I was hired to protect, his wife. That is my sworn duty. And they need him. Now.
We'll find out where we should meet them. Do we go back into Gully's End?
Are they still in Gully's End?
Yes, they're in Gully's End proper. But it's going to be hard to get back there. They are rooting out anybody who has any ties to the king. I'm sure high on the list. I've never heard of you, so you might be fine, but we're going to have a hard time getting back in there unless you have a better idea. Or he does. Why don't we get him? He's the king. I'm sure he would know what's best. You know that you and I, as valets, are limited in our capacity. That is part of our training. There's only so much we can decide and do.
If you're hired to protect Altidae, why are you here? Like, who is watching her? Who's
no one? She sent me to find him. We need him.
Jeez, that's really stupid. says Will in his head.
What am I supposed to do? I don't have the powers that he does. I'm a mere valet. You know the limitations of our ilk. Okay.
Like, I feel like I just need to roll to see whether I think, because I think that Bathwick should just talk to this guy. Like, I'm not getting any sense. Like, what do you want me to roll to get a sense that this guy is just a regular guy?
Insight.
Like, not a god or like a dark power.
Insight.
You detect thoughts?
Yeah, I could do detect thoughts.
Yeah, you have
but
spells
I am
too.
Gonna,
if you want to just do a check, though,
I will do that. I rolled a 21 insight. But like, and detect thoughts is I can do it without him detecting.
Before
I can do
surface thoughts.
So I will do that. Yeah, to surface thoughts.
No probing. Soon. Sorry, Roscoe.
Well.
Oh no!
I had to bring him back in. Poor sick Adam. Mm. Are you doing detect thoughts?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, you got a 21 on your insight, mm-hmm. plus detect thoughts. Mm-hmm. You think this guy is the real deal. You don't think you're being deceived. You don't think he's lying to you. He seems concerned. He doesn't seem mistrustful.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to do what he can for Altidae.
Okay. And can I do a quick, just like flick my eyes around the room to
perception.
See if I can see if, well, I don't know if it would be Arcana or something. Like is there
me.
Any trap or, yeah, I guess like, I don't know what would be, yeah, perception to like see if there's any kind of other people somehow hiding mm-hmm. in this room. I don't know.
One more perception check. You think you're alone? 17 perception. You still think you're alone.
Okay. I'm going to just put Bathwack down on the ground. And change him into Bathwack, I guess. Just let him be Bathwack. I think that's what he wants anyway. So
wow, that's very abrupt. Yeah.
Wow. So yeah, you are on the ground. Then suddenly Bathwack is standing there in all of his close to 7 foot glory, or over 7 foot. I think he's less than. And Trofast sees you emerge from mouse form, and immediately kneels down and puts a fist to his forehead. And says, my king, my liege. And we're going to find out what happens next time on Pork Fried Dice.
My liege.
Sorry, West Wing. Let Bathwack be Bathwack.
Never seen it.
Be Bartlett.
Better find Bathwack's inner king. Between now and next time.
What between now and next time?
I have to find Bathwack's inner king between now and next time.
I don't think it's far away.
Yeah. He already is one, basically.
Short king.
crazy.
If it's crazy.
Oh, crazy.
Adam needs to go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to go to bed.
He's got a show tomorrow.
Good.
Break a leg, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, have a great show.
I'm so happy for you to have this. Like, I thought about even sending you a message this week. Like, I'm just like, it's so jazzed about it. Like, it's so awesome. It's like one of the highlights of my past 15 years is that comedy show. And like you finding this, like with them, it's so awesome. Yep. It's really cool.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm really jazzed about it too. I haven't had anything quite like that, this since Happy Time.
Yeah, like a recurring.
The closest thing I had to it was like Man in Shower. Like I made some video sketches with my friend Nick, but like to be like,
I mean, and there was the thing that, but you were like paying for it, like your sketch thing with whatever it was, and that was cool too. Like I liked being able to see that, but like this is like its own thing. It's really neat.
Yeah, it's exciting. But yeah, hopefully I don't feel too.
Yeah.
Miserable tomorrow, but regardless, I'll power through.
Be good to your body. Drink lots of water.
Yeah, for sure. Gatorade, chicken soup, whatever you can get.
Chicken raid.
Chicken Gatorade.
Gator soup.
Chicken Gators.
Well, thanks for the fun game of guys.
Good night, my friends.
I'll let you know how tomorrow goes. Have a good weekend.
Totally.
Love you all.
Right. Love you
too. Bye. Bye-bye.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.